I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. India hosted Pakistan today for an important cricket match, a really important one. Both nations love the sport, but you don't have to know anything about cricket to appreciate that this was a pretty tense matchup. The two neighboring nuclear powers eye each other with suspicion, and that's been especially true since India accused Pakistan of helping the militants who carried out the Mumbai terrorist attacks of 2008. Today, though, it was different, as India hosted Pakistan in a Cricket World Cup semifinal. India's Prime Minister Manmohan Singh invited his Pakistani counterpart, Yousuf Raza Gilani, to come watch the match. In fact, the two leaders sat side by side. India won, by the way, but that did not spoil the political effect, according to former BBC sports editor Mihir Bose.
You've got to understand the background to this. Since the Mumbai atrocity of 2008, the country's relationships have practically disintegrated, very, very frosty. The peace process that had started before that has vanished. And because of the terrorist attack, cricketing relationship between the two countries have been damaged. In the past, when the countries were not talking at the political level, they were at least playing cricket against each other. But this is the first time India and Pakistan are meeting each other on the cricket field for some time.
Okay, so it's important athletically in terms of cricket diplomacy. Has anything been accomplished that anybody can see?
Well, at least the two prime ministers have got together, also present at the match, and this is quite significant, is Sonia Gandhi, the woman who heads up the Congress and really is the power behind the throne of Manmohan Singh. Her presence there is quite crucial, and it gives a chance to show that India and Pakistan can meet on a cricket field in an atmosphere of tremendous excitement, and it is played in good spirits and in amity. That can help the whole process of the two sides trying to put their differences to one side.
Of course, there are warnings about mixing sports and politics, or anything in politics for that matter. Is it known if the two prime ministers, Gilani and Singh, actually talked politics as they were sitting with each other?
Well, that is not known, but the fact that Manmohan Singh invited the Pakistan prime minister to come and watch the match was quite significant. By itself, sport does not open everything, but sport can play a part because it's a very, very important social lever.
And how about the fans themselves? Is there an area for Pakistani fans and an area for Indian fans, or is it only Indian fans?
No, they're both Indian and Pakistani fans. In fact, Pakistani flags have been flying. The people painted in Pakistani colours, as of course there are many more painted in Indian colours, and they've been commingling very happily without, as far as I can make out, any threat and any reports of disorder or violence.
There have been low-level meetings, we know, between officials this week before the match. Could any kind of formal peace process start again as a result of a big match like this?
I think that would be pitching it too highly and claiming too much for sport. But what I think this match can show is that at the social level, two countries separated 60 years ago, were once part of the same family, if you like, can bring their old family values together. By itself, that will not lead to peace, but it can probably start the process of talks coming on again and measures being proposed, which could help in the long process reduce tension. This is a long game, not a short game. The game being played is what is called a limited overs game, 50 overs only. Cricket, as you know, is often played at test match level for 5 days without a result. So for the Indian-Pakistani process, they require a very long test match, and hopefully at the end of it, they don't get a draw, but they get a win.
That's sports columnist Mihir Bose speaking to us from London.